Initiated startup sequence.
Onboard computers are now transitioning into the terminal countdown configuration.
Welcome to Throttle Up.
3, 2, 1, 0. Booster ignition and liftoff.
It's time for all of us to get throttled up.
Roger, go on throttle up.
Oh yeah, hello and welcome once again. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Throttle Up. I am your host, Jeff Grillo. I am here for just one purpose. Maybe it's three. I'm here to encourage, motivate, and inspire you. I lump it all together in one big happy thing, but, you know, maybe you're technical-minded and I don't want to get any angry emails. Wait a minute, Jeff, that's three things. So there you go. I've nipped it in the bud. Well, listen, I just want to preface this program today by, you know, thanking you first and foremost for stopping by. I'm glad you're here, glad you downloaded this episode and are giving me some time and listening to what I have to say. But I also want you to be thankful that you didn't somehow have access to the previous 5 minutes before I turn the microphone on, because apparently I'm in a mood today, but I will do my best to be serious and professional and, you know, wish me luck with that. Well, listen, today I want to talk to you kind of about a tale of two men, kind of like a parable, except for the fact that it's not, not that I've ever seen anyway, so again, I'm sure I'll get some emails on this one. But I was just finishing up a book that I am writing, my third, although it'll be my second one actually published. Yeah, I should have it finished tonight or tomorrow. I just got my last chapter I'm working on. I got it all laid out in my mind. I just got to put fingers to keyboard and make it happen. So look for an official announcement coming soon. But in a brilliant moment of inspiration, I believe, I was kind of shocked and surprised at what was flowing onto my template, I guess, so to speak, on my computer. And I was talking about the idea of, you know, it's beautiful and wonderful, all the motivational speakers you can listen to and all the positive books out there and all the advice you can take and all the things you can learn and all the education you can amass to help you overcome, you know, whatever challenges you face in life. Or, you know, hey, you just want to just improve yourself. That's cool too. But all of that is really pretty useless when it comes right down to it, except, or unless I should say, you have one more key to the lock or piece of the puzzle or whatever it's called. Man, my mind is a little foggy today. Pardon me. And the piece of that puzzle is action, 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 action. It doesn't matter how much you educate yourself if you don't act upon what you've learned. It doesn't matter how motivated and inspired you are when you listen to somebody like me or another speaker or writer or podcaster, if you fail to act on the things that stir you. Action is the key, and I kind of somehow or another, it came to me or through me or however you want to look at it. But, you know, imagine two men at different times. They're both hungry. And they are both sitting underneath an amazingly large and beautiful fruit tree. You insert what fruit, I don't care. But the fruit is luscious and beautiful and ripe and just ready to be eaten. And the first man looks and sees it. And he knows he can get it, although he did try to reach for some of the low-hanging fruit, but it was out of his reach. And he determined, you know, there's different ways he might be able to get to it, but he was afraid. You know, first, you know, the ground was a little moist and unstable, and he thought, well, if I get a ladder, I could tip over and fall and get hurt. He also could climb the tree, but for a few reasons, he decided not to because, well, again, what if he He's not really good at climbing trees. He hadn't done it since he was a kid. He doesn't know if he could pull it off. And even if he got up there, that fruit is kind of out there. What if that limb doesn't support him? What if he falls and gets hurt or worse? Man A got devoured by the what if monster. And he never got a hold of the fruit. It didn't matter that it was right there. It didn't matter that, he had every reason, perhaps. He liked the particular fruit. He maybe had a little something earlier that day, so maybe he wasn't starving, but he was, he could have eaten. But he allowed the what ifs to steal something that could have been quite a blessing to him. And then, of course, you got the second man in the second scenario, maybe it was the next day, who happened along, again, this beautiful tree, ripe and luscious fruit, just hanging there waiting to be eaten. But like the first man, they were out of his reach. But unlike the first man, this man was hungry. He hadn't eaten that day. In fact, he hadn't eaten for a day or two. Not quite starving, but he was hungry. It burned within him. He had need of that which was hanging there in front of him. And he began to think and ponder about how he would get the fruit. And again, they were out of reach, but this man humbled himself. He had the idea that, sure, like the first man, I could get hurt. But he humbled himself and stripped down to maybe just his underpants and socks and tied his shirt sleeve to his pant leg and used it to swing at and eventually hit and knock down a piece of fruit. He was able to catch it, kind of polish it off on his shirt and eat it. Excited about what he had just accomplished and strengthened by the good carbs, a little bit of that fructose in him, his belly being primed, that pump ready to go. He's a little more hydrated now. Now that strength compels and propels him. Now he climbs the tree, where he's able to reach and stretch and struggle and acquire for himself more and more fruit until he's satisfied. And I went on to talk about this a little more at length in the book. But I think you get the idea. It doesn't matter how much you educate yourself or how excited and motivated you are. If you don't take action, you can't possibly win and overcome your challenges. And sometimes going out on a limb, if you pardon the pun, has rewards. And even a humble beginning where he had to humble himself and strip down and get only one piece of fruit, the excitement and the nourishment and carbon up there a little bit got him excited enough to keep trying. The more he tried, the more success he had. He put his idea, his dream, his goal into action. Well, Jeff, I hear you, but what if I fail? What if? Things don't always work out quite that way, quite that quickly, and you were absolutely right. But I maintain and I contend that what if you do, and you do fail? So what? I don't mean to be, crass or rude or abrasive, but so what? It was, I think, my mama who first taught me as a heartbroken teen, over some girl whose name has long since, left my memory. But my mama once said, better to have lived and loved than never to have loved at all, or something along those lines. I probably butchered it, but I think you know what I'm talking about, right? So I contend that there's something and taking action, even that leads to failure, that strengthens us. Because in trying and losing or failing, guess what? You still win. How? What are you talking about, Jeff? Well, you win in the sense that now you've learned something. You always take something away from a failure or a shortcoming or a, I just didn't win that time. I didn't get my intended result. You learn something. Thomas Edison, when trying to invent the light bulb, failed some 10,000 times, it is said. He didn't consider himself a failure. He actually had the right attitude. He said, no, I haven't failed. I have done something pretty cool, though. I've discovered 10,000 ways it won't work. And he kept trying. And you and I sit in, you know, rooms and places that are illuminated with light bulbs that can be traced back to that man who refused to give up. So what if you fail? You strengthen yourself, and you strengthen your resolve, and you try it again, and eventually you'll get some success because of the gains you make in the trying in and of itself. So my message today, no matter what's going on, no matter what you're doing, no matter what stage you are in trying to overcome a life challenge, be it physical, emotional, financial, whatever it is, don't become a professional perpetual student. Get out there and try. Do your best. Expect to win, but you know what? If and when failure comes, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and press on. There's a winner in there somewhere. Listen, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and you're taking advantage of the blog and the Throttle Up YouTube channel, all of which can be found just by going to my website, jeffgrillomedia.com. That's jeffgrillomedia.com. You can get to all of that stuff there, plus my book, plus all kinds of other stuff. Go check it out today. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook. And be sure to tell a friend. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to the other media that I use to get my overall message out. Send me an email. You can do it direct. ThrottleUp@JeffGrilloMedia.com. That's ThrottleUp@JeffGrilloMedia.com. God bless. Make sure you tell a friend, and we'll see you next time. It is definitely time for all of us to throttle up.
Throttle Up is a presentation of Jeff Grillo Media. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Jeff Grillo Media or Twitter @Jeff Grillo Media. Email us throttleup@JeffGrilloMedia.com.